Canto 11, Chapter 4. The activities of Nara Narayana and the other avataras described. The Honorable King Nimi said, "Please speak to us about the activities of each of these self-chosen appearances by which the Lord performed, is performing, and will perform in this world." Sri Drumila said, "Truly, he who tries to enumerate the unlimited transcendental qualities of the Unlimited One is a person with the intelligence of a child. One may somehow, in due course of time, be able to count the dust particles on earth, but one can never count the qualities of the reservoir of all potencies. When the original personality of Godhead Narayana assumed the from himself generated body of the universe that was created out of the five material elements, and entered it in his plenary expansion, he thus became known as the Purusha. In the vastness of this three-world body originated from his senses the two kinds of senses of action and perception of the embodied beings, originated from his will the spiritual knowledge, and from his breathing, strength, ability, and endeavor. He is the prime mover of the creation, destruction, and maintenance in passion, ignorance, and goodness. In the beginning, he, with the motive passion, became Shatadriti, Lord Brahma, for the creation of this universe. For the maintenance of Dharma and protection of the Brahmins, he became Vishnu, the Lord of Sacrifice. And for the annihilation in ignorance, the original person assumed the form of Rudra, Lord Shiva. Among the created beings, he is thus always of creation, maintenance, and destruction. He was born from Murti, the daughter of Daksha and wife of Dharma, as Nara and Narayana, the best of sages, perfectly of peace. They spoke in favor of performing the duty that is characterized by a cessation of all material activities, and even live today being served by the greatest of sages at their feet. Lord Indra was afraid and thought, "He, Narayana, wants to usurp my kingdom." He engaged Cupid, who went to Badarikashrama together with his associates, the Apsaras. There he, in the gentle breeze of spring, with his arrows consisting of the glances of the women, tried to pierce him, not knowing his greatness. The original Godhead understood the offense committed by Indra and spoke free from pride with a smile to the ones who stood there trembling. "Please do not fear, O mighty Madana, Lord of Love, O God of the Wind and Wives of the Demigods. Please accept these gifts from us and bless this ashrama with your presence." O God of Man, Nimi, after he who brings fearlessness had spoken this way, the gods, full of shame, bowed to him and said, begging for compassion with their heads down, "O Almighty One, with you, the Supreme Unchanging One, this kind of respect is not that unusual, not with you at whose feet in great numbers those bow down who are self-controlled and satisfied within. For those who serve you to transcend their material worlds and to reach the Supreme, there exist many hindrances, temptations created by the enlightened souls or the demigods. But when one allots those souls their share by means of offerings in sacrifices, there are, for this other type of devotee, no such impediments. Because of you being the protector, he can get over those obstacles. Some people, dealing with us in the form of penances like hunger, thirst, the three time-bound qualities of seasonal heat, cold and rain, the wind, the tongue, and the genitals, fall victim of anger, finding no results, and abandon their difficult austerities as being useless. Having crossed endless oceans of hardship, they then, with their anger, so to speak, drown in the water of a cow's hoofprint. As they were praising him, Narayana, he before their eyes showed a number of women, most wonderful to behold, who, nicely being decorated, were serving the Almighty One. Seeing these women, who were like the goddess of fortune in person, The followers of the God of love were bewildered by the magnificence of the beauty and fragrance that humbled their own lustre. The Lord of all lords, with a faint smile, said to those who bowed down before him, "Please choose from these ladies one you deem suitable as an ornament of heaven." The servants of the demigods, vibrating Om in consent, offered him their obeisances, chose Urvashi the best of the Apsaras, and then returned to heaven with her put in front. Bowing down before Lord Indra in his assembly, they, before an audience of all the residents of the three heavens, told him about the strength of Narayana. He stood amazed. The infallible Lord, Vishnu, who with his expansions descends into this world for the welfare of the entire universe, spoke about self-realization, assuming the forms of the transcendental swan Hamsa, Dattatreya, the Kumaras, and our father, the Supreme Lord Rishabha. The original texts of the Vedas were brought back by him, the killer of Madhu, in his horse incarnation, Hayagriva. In his fish incarnation, Matsya, he protected Vaivasvata Manu Satyavrata, the planet Earth, and the herbs during the deluge. In his boar incarnation, Varaha, he delivered the earth from the waters and killed the demoniac son of Diti, Hiranyaksha. In the form of a tortoise, Kurma, he held the mountain Mandara upon his back, with which the nectar was churned. He, in his transcendental form, Vishnu, freed the king of the elephants, Gajendra, who in his distress surrendered to him because of the crocodile. He delivered the ascetic sages, the tiny Valakhilyas, offering prayers who had fallen into the water of a cow's hoofprint. He delivered Indra from being absorbed in darkness after he had killed Vritrasura. He delivered the wives of the demigods who were helplessly imprisoned in the Asura palace by Bhaumasura. He, in the form of Nrishimadeva, killed Hiranyakashipu, the Asura king, in order to free the saintly devotees from fear. As Lord Vamana, he, on the pretext of charity, took the earth away from Bali and gave her to the sons of Aditi. By his various appearances, the Amsha avataras, he during the reign of each Manu protects the worlds. For the sake of the God-fearing souls, he, seated on Garuda, thus also killed the Daitya leaders in the battle between the gods and demons. As Lord Parashurama, he rid the earth of the members of the ruling class and destroyed, as the fire that he, descending from Bhrigu, was 27 times the dynasty of Hayaya. As the husband of Sita, Ramachandra, he subdued the ocean and killed on Lanka 10-head Ravana along with his soldiers. When one tells these stories about the glories of him who is always victorious, the contamination of the entire world is annihilated. The unborn Lord will take his birth as Krishna in the Yadu dynasty and will, in order to diminish the burden of the earth, perform deeds that are even hard to perform for the demigods. At the end of Kali Yuga, he, as the Buddha, with speculative arguments will bewilder those who perform their sacrifices apart from him or the traditions. He, as Lord Kalki, will finally put an end to all low-class rulers. There are, of the so very glorious Lord of the Living Being, the Lord of the Universe, Jagadishwara, we have thus described, O Mighty Armed One, countless appearances and activities just like these.